Hey, guess what? It's time for a fishing report again. Leaf, how you doing?
Deputy D, I'm good. How are you?
You know what? I think I'm doing pretty good. Maybe not having quite as much fishing fun as you, but and I've been hearing things about you.
Man, having good times.
Yeah.
Good times are spreading.
You know, it's funny. We've been talking about ice in the water and then no ice in the water. And then I heard a little story from somebody who was down at the mouth of the Methow.
Mm-hmm.
That's where all that ice went.
Yeah, ice and mud. And
have you seen that down there?
Yeah, it's pretty gnarly, isn't
it?
Yeah. But it's been, you know, kind of just this nice oasis of fairly stable and beautiful scenery and water up here.
Yeah. And it looked, I don't see any, you know, really frigid weather coming at our way. So I'm guessing that whatever it is you're going to say is going to hold pat for a while anyway.
Yeah, and this is what we've been talking about, what I was hoping for, just some stable weather, some moderate weather, not extreme, you know, both in like kick-ups and flow or cold temps there. And so, you know, and yeah, like you say, I'm looking at what looks like, you know, a good week of this fairly stable, great steelhead in weather, mid-30s and almost touching the 40s. And it's been snowing on me out there, and my buddies and clients and I, while we've been out on the water, and that's been really nice. That's it's always kind of one of my favorite days, to be out there in a nice snow condition day.
Yeah, kind of classic steelhead.
Yeah. And I definitely got to give a shout out to my buddy Alan there. He went and did that trifecta that you heard about.
Yes, I did hear about this.
Yeah, it was a great set of fish. You know, he'd got one of the first cutthroat that I'd seen in months, and that was just first cast. And then he also got a nice bull trout and a really nice steelhead at the end of the day too.
How nice! And it was now this a friend trip or a client trip or
both? Yes.
Both.
Yeah, a friend of mine that's a client.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So you showed him a good time. He'll probably be a return customer.
Yeah, absolutely. he's been a return customer of mine, and I always like having him out because he's got positive energy, and we really have a good time, and he can get him out there, and he's started to learn the drift that I like to see with nymphing, and wouldn't you know it, it started to pay some dividends for him too.
Well, you know, every week we talk about the techniques that you're using, and I know it can be repetitive and so on, but speaking of the drift, why don't you explain it a little bit? It seems like it's been a while.
Well, you know, I mean, I've talked a lot about how we set up, but, you know, essentially just about 9 feet down to a bigger bug of some sort, whether it be a bigger chironomid or stone, and then dropping about 16, 18 inches underneath that, a smaller bug, smaller chrony, or a nice little nymph or egg pattern. And then essentially what I'm doing is just casting about 45 degrees upstream and letting it drift until about 45 degrees downstream. And I'm working the water that's, you know, as close as possible to me, that's got any kind of detectable flow or seam on the surface that you can work on out to where you have a comfortable cast to get to. Because, like we said last week, you don't want to lob across the river and not be able to make that first mend, because it's kind of crucial that after you land it upstream there, you throw a mend into it and try to keep that line upstream of that bobber. Try to keep that stuff hanging as vertically as possible, touching the bottom as much as possible. And when you do mend, try not to move the bobber, try not to break those flies loose off the bottom and cause them to swing out of the drift and out of the fish's face there where they might want to see it.
Yeah,
and,
probably everybody, you know, works on their casting, but really, you know, throwing it halfway across the football field is not what you're needing.
It's all about the nice, slow, smooth drift and getting it right in their face and giving them no reason to deny it. Because once it's in there, it's no problem. Today, man, it was amazing. I'd been fishing down a run, but I got to the middle and I started to like the pace of it. And I just kind of got to a new spot to stand. And so I started over top of the order, which is just right in front of myself. And I just did a small roll cast out. And got a nice keeper steelhead, and kept that. It's out in the back of the truck right now. Very next cast, actually was able to pull in a bull trout. Next cast, and right in the same water, not far from me. And so just being careful and fishing what was in front of me paid off for me today. And I really recommend that to other folks as well.
All right. Speaking of other folks, tell them how to get hold of you.
Yeah, just if you want to check it out, go to flyfishersproshop.com. Methow Fishing Adventures keeps it blog up to date there. You can always drop me a line or give me a call. Check us out on Facebook as well. Everybody enjoy these holidays, enjoy the snow, be kind to one another, and get your fish on.